Hello.
What up?
Welcome back to another episode of Say It, Don't Spray It. Jenny and Trent.
Hey.
Back at it again.
The Turners. What up?
Turners.
What up?
Trent, how you doing?
Pretty good. I am getting over, you know, being sleepy over the weekend just because it was a long week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tell us about your week. What'd you do?
A lot of driving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a sales meeting in Fort Worth, then went down to Waco, then went down to Austin. So a lot of driving, saw a bunch of customers, saw a bunch of jobs, drank some beers.
Yeah, Trent pulled the classic. On the first day, they had like this pool party where everyone was together and grilling and drinks, and Trent got a little too drunk and was hungover the next day. So rookie mistake, first day, you can never get too drunk.
Well, I will say that I wasn't the only one, so.
That's good. At least it wasn't just you.
It was just about everybody was like hungover the next morning, so.
Yeah. Well, glad you had a good week.
That's right. It was good. Glad to be home.
Yeah, we've had a pretty relaxing weekend.
Yeah, that's what we needed.
Well, currently, I'm drinking a bomb-ass lemonade, which I've been sleeping on lemonade, let me tell you.
Dude, lemonade's fire.
Like, on a hot summer day like it is right now, a nice chilled lemonade slaps.
We need to make some freshly squeezed lemonade.
Is that good?
I don't know.
I got this lemonade from Whole Foods, so it's probably pretty freshly squeezed.
Whole Foods is...
That top-notch stuff.
Yeah, they think they are.
But it's delicious. And I got my nails done today. For the beach, which we've got coming up next week.
Friday. It's coming quickly.
Yeah, so I got a nice blue color on my nails, which I really went out of the box doing blue nails.
Out of the box.
I like them.
Out of the box.
I got tired of the normal pink, so had to switch it up.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So proud of you.
Yesterday... We had a big day yesterday.
Did we?
Well, Bogey had a big day. So
what did we do yesterday?
So we dropped off Bogey at the groomers. He went to PetSmart because his hair was...
Looking scraggly.
Wacko. Like, this dog looked like a homeless dog.
A mop dog.
Yes. And his shedding just has gotten to another level. So I was like, okay... Right before summer starts, like when it starts getting hot, we'll take him. And it's that time. So we scheduled him at PetSmart and he went and I was telling Trent that the last time I took him to PetSmart to get groomed, he was like, Trent wasn't with me. Bogey was like scared out of his mind to go back there. Like he was doing the whole like on the floor, would not move. Like, yes. Paws down, and it was so hard to get him back there.
Yeah.
And so I was warning Trent, like, he might do that this time. And then, sure enough, he was hesitant, but since Trent was there, he...
Get him.
Yeah, he went. But this dog, when we picked him up, you should have seen him pulling the guy that was holding him on his leash. Yeah.
Taking it for a ride.
Seriously. Bogey was ready to get out of that place. I don't know what happened back there in the back room, but he might have gotten raped or something because he was ready to leave.
Yeah, he was. It was... He didn't even like come to us. He went straight to the door. He was like, I'm out of here.
He literally did not even look at us. He went straight to the door.
It was like he was like embarrassed.
I don't know what it was. I felt bad for him. I don't know what happened.
Oh, it's okay, bud.
But he looked really cute. His haircut's adorable. And now you can see his pee-pee. Haven't been able to see that in a while.
Yeah, well, good for us.
And his butt hairs are nice and groomed, so now he won't be getting poop in his butt hairs, which is always good.
Yeah. It looks good. They did a good job.
So, yeah. And then, so... We didn't know what to do for dinner last night. We were just scrambling. And then I came up with a brilliant idea to thaw out the chicken breast we had and make fried chicken sandwiches.
Ooh.
Which we've been saying we needed to do for a while.
Yeah, so it wasn't really all your idea, but you know, okay.
But like it was my idea yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I found a recipe. We did it in the air fryer, which Trent was against at first. But I just didn't want to deal with all the oil and like it's... It's hard to actually do, like, frying at home, I feel like.
No, not really. I think that they were really good, first of all. Really, really good. I enjoyed it. I'm going to have it for dinner tonight because it was really good. But.
And we got to eat it because we got leftovers.
I want to do, like, compare it, like, in the fry, actually fry it. I think it's better.
So we made a TikTok of it, but basically we marinated the chicken in pickle juice, which a great step, like highly recommend. Mm. Do not skip that step if you're making fried chicken sandwiches, because I really do think that made a difference. Like I could taste like the pickliness kind of.
Probably because you put pickles on it.
Okay. Well, like when I took a bite of just the chicken,
yeah.
I could taste it. So what you do is you marinate it in pickle juice for 30 minutes, and then you do three little bowls. One is flour with seasoning, and the seasoning's like paprika, onion powder, garlic powder, salt, pepper.
Yeah.
Then you do an egg wash mixture with two eggs and Dijon mustard, which I think that was an element that I was...
Yeah, that was different.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I've ever seen that before, so that was cool. And then the last step was to coat it in panko breadcrumbs. And then you pop it in the air fryer, 375 for 5 minutes, and then you flip and then another 5 minutes.
Bada boom, bada
and
bing.
Oh my God, this shit was bomb.
It was buzzing.
Yes, and we made coleslaw too.
The coleslaw was really good.
Yeah, which like, who knew coleslaw was so easy to make?
Me.
We were literally in the grocery store and we were like, all right, let's do coleslaw. And I was like, how do you make coleslaw? Do you just get the like packets of?
I was like, no, we're not getting the, just the packets. We're doing like a homemade easy coleslaw, which was very easy.
Yeah, it was literally just a pack of like the coleslaw mix without the dressing.
Right.
And then the dressing was apple cider vinegar, mayonnaise.
Salt and pepper?
Salt, pepper, sugar.
Yeah, sugar.
Yeah, the sugar was an ingredient I didn't know was in coleslaw.
It's fire. It was good.
But it was very good. And very on those chicken good. Sandwiches, oh my gosh.
It's good.
You can't go wrong with a classic fried chicken sandwich. I said on the podcast a long time ago, that's like my go-to if we go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the fried chicken sandwich.
Literally every time you
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Well, the...
I'm like still, a child with chicken
still
fingers.
Still the best chicken sandwich I've ever had was the one at the golf tournament that time.
Yeah.
And then second is probably downtown, what's it called? That place.
Oh, the Rustic?
The Rustic.
That's good. A different chicken
it's
sandwich,
like a,
though.
What's it, Texas?
It's on Texas Toast.
Texas Toast, yeah. But
it's and it's
good.
Got like
it's
cheese and... Yeah. I don't know. That one was up there. Like, that was restaurant quality, I think.
But it wasn't like crispy enough for me.
What?
Like, it didn't have like the actual crispiness. Like,
yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, Trent just...
I said it was good.
He's just mad because we did it in the air fryer. That's it.
Exactly.
Well, I enjoyed it, and I would 10 out of 10
recommend. An air-fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's a little bit healthier.
Not a
on
fried
the
chicken
lighter
sandwich,
side.
It's an air-fried chicken sandwich.
Okay. Sue me. I like it in the air fryer.
Sorry. Well, somebody's knocking. I think that's me serving you. Suing you!
Yeah, okay. I'm tired of being sick.
Yeah, me. I'm tired of you being sick, too.
I have been coughing up a lung and hawking up loogies left and right for the past weeks.
The past weeks.
Yeah. And I'm tired
you have.
Of it. I don't know what it is. I feel like I haven't been around sick people. I feel like it's just my stupid pregnancy immune system is shit.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's nonstop. So sorry if I sound gross.
Nasally?
Yeah. And sorry for the amount I cough.
You're forgiven.
It's annoying. But speaking of pregnancy,
ooh.
Big update since last
yeah.
week. Huge update. Probably
so
the biggest
found
update.
Out the gender. Gotcha.
Psych. So last week, we recorded on Saturday, right? And then it was Mother's Day Sunday.
Yeah.
So on Sunday morning, I woke up at like 6 a.m. to this twitching.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Happening in my like upper towards my rib in my stomach area, and it was just this constant twitch that would like happen and then not happen and then happen again, and like it was very random. And like I mentioned on the podcast last week, like it was hard to always tell like what's a gas bubble, what's just a random like, I don't know, your stomach doing something weird.
Yeah.
But that time when it woke me up at 6 a.m., I knew
it
for a fact that it was 100% the baby in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking me, or I don't know what the fuck it was doing, but it woke me up at 6 a.m. on Mother's Day.
It's freaking Jackie Chan in there.
It was so awesome. Like, I could feel, like, I could put my hand on it, and I could actually feel it a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was like, Trent, do you want to feel the baby?
And I was like, oh, yeah.
So he, like, reaches over, and I put his hand in the spot. And every time I would feel it, I would be like, did you feel that? Did
no.
you feel that?
No, like five times. No.
And then finally he was like, oh, was that one? And
yeah.
I was like, yes, it was. So Trent got to feel it too, which was awesome.
Pretty freaking swag.
Yeah. I seriously, it feels like to me a muscle twitch. Like I've got a twitch going on when the baby kicks.
Yeah.
But ever since then, every day I felt the baby at least once, twice, three times.
Yeah, it's still early though, right? So, like,
yeah,
not early,
I,
but, like, it's right around the time where it's, like...
Well, a lot of people feel it way sooner than this.
A ton, yeah. But you have your posterior placenta.
Anterior.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's true. That's, I mean, it dulls the movement for sure. So, anyway, it's been exciting. Like, every day I wake up and I'm like, when will I feel baby? So, very exciting. And on Monday, we had our anatomy scan.
Yeah. Like a week ago, basically. Yeah.
What'd you think, Trent? Break it down for us.
It was awesome. It's always cool to see it on the screen, you know, to like kind of makes it real, you know, after every time you go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like really cool and like seeing it like kind of move around and freaking the coolest part was the hiccups. You got the hiccups in there.
Yes.
That was cool. And it was like,
like, its stomach was going crazy
yeah.
with the hiccups. But what's wild to me is that I'm watching that on the screen, and yet I can't feel it inside
right.
of me. Like, I couldn't feel the hiccups. And, like, watching it just move all around the place, I'm like, how do I not feel that? And how is that
I didn't think
inside
about that,
of
yeah.
me?
That's crazy.
Like, it's the weirdest feeling. Obviously, you don't have that feeling because it's
right.
not inside of you. But, like, watching it and being like, that's literally inside of me? Question mark. Like what?
You didn't have to say question mark. That was a question. But
but kudos to our doctor's office because the very first thing they said, that
yeah.
lady said when she walked in was, y'all still don't want to know, right?
Yeah.
And Trent was so prepared. He'd been practicing. We don't want to know. We don't want to know. Like.
Yeah, and she was good. She told us to look away, obviously, when she was checking the parts.
Right. I wasn't sure how they were going to do that. So it was kind of interesting. Like, she looked at everything that she needed to, like the head and the, I don't know, the tummy and the spine and everything like that. And then when she got to the bottom half, she was like, all right, close your eyes. I'm going to look at the rest of it.
Yeah.
And so we, like, double covered each other's eyes, like, looking away from the screen. And what was funny is she was scanning it, and then she didn't say anything while she was doing it. And then she was like, all right, guys, you need to open your eyes and see this. And so we opened
was
our eyes. No. We opened our eyes, and on the screen was a giant foot. That foot took up the whole screen.
Yeah.
Like, our baby's Bigfoot, I think.
Maybe, hopefully, if it's a boy, 6'5". But if it's a girl, not 6'5".
It's got big feet. You know what that means.
Big socks.
So I don't know. It was funny because like I went back and forth throughout the anatomy scan of if I thought it was a boy or girl, like
mm-hmm.
based on what she was showing us. So like the big foot made me lean boy just because I don't know. I think of big feet and I think men.
Yeah.
But then like she would say other things and I was like, oh, I think girl. I don't know. It was weird. But our baby's heart rate was really low. Well, not really low. It was in the normal range, but on the lower side. But I think it was just because it was asleep or something. But like the lower heart rate makes me think boy too, but.
We'll see.
I don't know. What else did she say? She said our baby has really good lungs, which
yeah.
I think our baby's going to be.
Probably a marathon
big feet,
runner.
Basketball. Good lungs,
golf.
Marathon runner.
Yeah. Good lungs, Golf.
What?
Golf. Big feet. Golf.
Okay.
7 foot tall. Golf. You know.
But it was funny because at first she was like, oh, your baby's so like energetic or something. She said,
yeah, she did contradict herself.
And then at the end of the appointment, she was like, oh, your baby's so calm.
Yeah.
Like, and we were like, wait, what?
What?
But it was cool because baby was straight chilling in the womb. It had hands behind the head. It was just chillaxing. Like, she would press down really hard on the thing to try to get it to move. And baby was just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, chilling.
But then finally it would move. But like, it was just so relaxed in there that it didn't care that she was pushing down on it.
It was awesome.
But what else on the anatomy scan? Oh, everything's good. Like they said, everything measured perfectly. And baby's got 5 fingers, 5 toes. Double that, 10 on each. So that's good.
10 on each.
I mean, sorry, 10 total. 5 on each.
5 on each. Coming out looking like an alien.
So that's good. That's always a plus. Oh, and she said baby was 11 ounces, which was the 34th percentile.
Yeah, almost 3/4 of a pound.
Yeah, which like, okay, that morning before we went, we were working out or something, and I was like, I could start to feel the weight of the baby. Like, I can kind of feel that I'm carrying around extra weight. Yeah. And to hear that it was only 11 ounces, not even a pound yet, I'm like, how the fuck am I going to carry around a 6 to 9 pound baby at the end of this? Like, I'm screwed.
Yeah, we might be.
And I consider myself a pretty strong individual. I'm screwed. Like, I don't know how my body is going to figure that one out.
It'll figure. Oh, fuck, I had a glitch there. It'll figure it out. I don't know how to try to talk. It was like, it wouldn't come out. Like,
Your face, when it happened, you were like, whoa.
You'll figure it out. I mean, we got support. I'll hold it up if I need to, you know. But can't you, like, you can get, like, those, like,
belly bands
or something?
Yeah.
Whether or not you need that, I don't know. But
yeah, it will help, like, to have someone, like, hold it up, kind of. So that'll be your job. Every time I stand up, come on, Trent.
You gotta set it on the table. That's what I do.
So yeah, that's gonna be wild.
Yeah.
And but, in the heat of the summer, let's not.
Talk
about
it's starting
it.
To get there. Jesus,
mm-hmm.
It is. The humidity is starting to get high. So starting to get temperature hot.
For everyone asking if we're okay from this big storm,
let's talk about that.
We're good. And I didn't even know there was a big storm happening. So that there's that.
But the funny part about that is it was like during the, it wasn't like you weren't asleep when this was happening. This was like during the day.
It was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was, Trent was gone on his little business thing. So I was at home and I was like, oh, it's a kind of a rainy day. Like, it wasn't raining at that point. It was just kind of gloomy. So I was like, perfect night to lay down on the couch and watch a rom-com. So I go to Netflix. I put it on. I am straight chilling, watching this movie. And, you know, I'm noticing that it's raining. Like, you know.
You didn't even notice it was windy?
No. I mean, I could notice it was like storming-ish, but it wasn't like thundering and lightning. So I was like, oh, it's just raining. And then I wake up the next morning and I see all of these videos of like downtown Houston, like the freaking skyscrapers, windows are crashed and 4 people died. I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
I had no understanding.
That rom-com was good.
And like my parents said that they were at their house on the porch. And they like had to go inside because the wind was so bad. Like the wind was so scary. They were like, okay, I think we need to go inside.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm just sitting here, have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So the neighbor, our neighbor's tree fell and broke their fence.
Mm-hmm. So apparently like it was bad enough here that our neighbor's fucking fence broke with a tree on
it's
it.
A pretty
like,
big tree.
What?
Pretty big tree.
Shout out to our neighbors, though, because different neighbor. But last night we were laying down about to watch TV and they came and knocked on our door. And Trent went out there and they were like, hey, just so you know, we're throwing a graduation party tonight. So if the noise gets a little bit loud, let us know.
Yeah.
And we're great neighbors.
Respect that, you know. Yeah. You know, please don't get too loud, but you know.
Like, oh, we'll tell you.
Well, we didn't hear
them. Well, I will.
We didn't hear them, so that was good. But, you know, I just told them, hey, y'all have fun. I mean,
you only
graduate once, you know.
No, that's not true. You graduate kindergarten, you graduate high school, you graduate college, and potentially
high school
you graduate.
And college is the only ones that matter, or like grad school or whatever.
Yeah, grad school.
So three times,
potentially four.
Yeah, I don't know. But
kindergarten
counts. I did appreciate that.
Did you not have a kindergarten graduation? That's like
yeah,
one
but it
of
doesn't
the
count for
highlights.
Like growth or nothing. Like
yeah, it does. Huge growth.
You get to go to first grade.
I mean, that's huge.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
But no, I appreciate that.
Some people and get held back.
Take notes from our neighbors. If you're having a party, let your neighbors know. Yeah. Say, hey, don't call the cops. Come over and tell us to quiet it down.
Do the neighborly thing.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something else that happened to me traumatic this week, but I can't think of it. Maybe it'll come to me. But, oh, we got to talk about the biggest news of the week.
Scotty?
Yes. Good old Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler. So, it was Friday morning.
Yeah.
Trent's still on his business trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up to an Instagram DM
from
Trent.
Yeah.
And I click on it, and I read it. And it's like this weird, like, I don't know, like news something. And it says, Scotty Scheffler arrested. And then I don't know if it said anything else, but it said something about like disobeying a cop or something like that.
Yeah.
But it didn't say much at that point because it was really early. Like it had just happened.
It was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
When it happened. Yeah.
So I look at this and my immediate thought is there's no way. Like this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Trent sent me like a fake something from an account that just made this bullshit up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there's zero way that Scotty Scheffler's getting arrested. So then I'm like trying to research. And as the morning goes on, more and more is coming out about it. And then we see his mugshot, which I look at this mugshot and I'm like, oh my God, like, is there something we don't know about Scotty?
I know.
Like,
that was my first thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Your first thought goes to, was he drunk? Was he like out until 2 a.m, like doing God knows what? Like, but I kept going back to there is no way that Scotty Scheffler, because listen, Scotty is like the best guy ever. And for some, like, I don't know him, but I know that he's just a genuine good guy.
Yeah.
And like some people, there are some people who are very, you know, religious and Christian, like who can have a bad side and be like, you know, preach all of those things, but then they don't act on it and they are just shitty people. But it's something about Scotty that you know that he's not like that.
He's genuine.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's no way. There's got to be a misunderstanding. Like something is not right here. So what happened apparently is that there was a big accident.
Yeah, somebody
or something.
Died apparently.
Yeah. Some guy got hit by a tram or something around the golf cart. Course,
I don't know. I didn't really.
What it sounded like was like this tram that goes on the street, and this guy was crossing or something, and they didn't see him. And yeah,
there goes your legs,
which is really sad, really unfortunate, like terrible. But what happened because of that was, you know, traffic buildup around the course, so the players were having a hard time getting into the golf course, is what
Correct.
It seemed like.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Scotty being one of those players. Apparently,
tried to go around.
One policeman told him to go around.
Yeah.
And so he followed that policeman's instructions.
Okay.
Meanwhile, there was another policeman who didn't know that that communication happened. And so that policeman, like, jumped on his car.
Yeah.
To try to stop him or do
like
God knows what. And then forced Scotty out of the car, immediately put him in handcuffs, and said, you're going to jail, and put him in the car, and they went to jail. So there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I don't think the guy knew who Scottie Scheffler was.
No chance. Which, but like, if he didn't, like, know that it was him that hit his car, hit him with his car, or he jumped on the car, whatever he did, he's probably pissed off. He don't care who it is. He's just, like, you know, got embarrassed or whatever it is because right. he just grabbed onto the car and got drugged down, which is yeah. a dumbass move on his part.
Yeah, like, but, why do that? What is so...
I think it was like a... He didn't know, like you said, he didn't know that somebody else had told him to go around. And it's like a respect thing. Somebody died. Like, why do you think
right, like you you're listen
going
to me.
Around? Yeah. Why, and nobody else. Everybody else is sitting there. Why do you think you can go around it?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Like, definitely it everyone should listen.
Right?
Yeah. Everyone should listen to what the cops tell you. But I will say, like, in those situations, it's really, like, nerve-wracking. Being the driver in those situations and, like, having to really pay attention to what you're supposed to do, sometimes it's confusing.
Yeah, I agree.
And the directions they're giving you, sometimes you don't really understand what they're saying. You're like, I hope I'm doing this right. Yeah. So I can see why, like, in Scottie's position, like, okay, like, you know, carefully go around, I guess. And then for that to happen, like, it's crazy. And for him to immediately put him in handcuffs and take him to jail, that's what I don't understand.
That was just the impulse, probably reaction from what happened. So, like you said, he got hit by the car, drugged down, and he was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Scottie literally went to a jail cell that morning. He said he was obviously so distraught, like, so shaking because of fear and, like, doesn't know what's about to happen. And he said he was stretching in his jail cell in hopes that he would be able to go back to the course and play.
Yeah.
And I guess somehow they all figured out that it was a miscommunication and they let him go back to the course.
Yeah.
And when he got there, I saw a video. He hopped out of the car. And of course, like, as he's walking up to the clubhouse, there's like tons of paparazzi and reporters and everything like that. And he's walking and the main reporter guy that was standing right there was like, Scottie, do you have any comments about what happened to you this morning? And Scottie looked at the guy and was like, I love you, Greg, or whatever
Gary,
his name, Gary. I love you, Gary. Which, like, just goes to show, like, Scottie's just such a good guy.
He's just a guy's guy. You know?
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. It blows my mind that he was able to play after that.
Birdie the first hole, five under.
Yeah. Which, like, he was probably just in shock. Like, your body just goes into, like, I don't know, autopilot and just...
That ride.
Which I guess his autopilot is pretty good.
I need one of those.
Yeah. But then the next day he sucked it up.
Yeah, Saturday I think I think he shot over par, maybe.
I think it just finally all caught up to him. Like
he had that
like
night
I said,
to,
he's
that
in
day
shock.
To think about it kinda
yes.
like what? You know?
Yes, like yeah. he's in shock after it just happened. He hasn't really had a chance to like look at social media or like anyone talk to him because he's just golfing.
Yeah.
So then after that, he's in all of these interviews talking about it. Then I'm sure he goes home and his wife's calling him with the newborn baby. Like, you know, they're talking about it and just like, I don't know. Then the next day you have all of this that you're kind of dealing with. So, I mean, it makes sense, but I just feel so bad for him.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I can't imagine being the wife, like, at home, freaking out. Like, you've got your husband's mugshot after you just had a freaking baby. Like, I don't care what happened. Just the fact that there's a mugshot is, I would freak out.
Well, the people are slick. You see how fast people, like, made shirts and stuff?
Yes.
And they were at the course?
Yes.
Or with some people were at the course and they're so...
They were wearing them?
Yeah.
No
had his
way.
Mugshot on one, and then one picture of him with like a blue do-rag, kind of like Michael Scott.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then all the freaking, it's hilarious. Everybody's like, Scottie, after he like makes a putt or something. Like, people love him even more now.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, again, like there was no way. I'm like, there's got to be a miscommunication somewhere. Like, he did not do anything wrong. I know it.
Yeah.
He's just too good of a guy.
Yeah, well.
And, like, he's not the type, like, to have a newborn baby and just, like, go crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, going crazy, yeah. Well, you could say, like, you're at the house with the boys or whatever, and, like, his wife is back home in wherever they live, Dallas or whatever. So you're just drinking a bunch of beers at the house waiting for the tournament. I wouldn't see him doing that either.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, him get – yeah, he can get drunk and stuff without going doing crazy stuff, like just sitting at the house or whatever.
Yeah, but, like, that was in the middle of the tournament, second day, right?
Yeah.
So, man, like, he wouldn't do that anyway.
You wouldn't think.
Yeah. Like, he's the greatest in the world. There's no chance.
Yeah, you wouldn't think.
Right.
But Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but he's like so the opposite of Tiger Woods. Like all of the interviews like that you see of Scotty versus Tiger, it's crazy. Scotty just has a complete different mindset.
Yeah.
About everything golf. So that was like the last thing I expected to wake up to on a Friday morning, honestly.
Scotty, yeah, I know, right?
Like crazy.
I know. Scotty Scheffler, maybe like you think like Brooks or something like that.
Yes.
You
know? I literally saw a video of, I don't know, it's like a husband and wife, and it was like me this morning. And the wife was telling the husband, like, hey, Scotty Scheffler got arrested. And the husband was like, oh, no, it's pronounced Brooks Koepka. Like, you would expect Brooks Koepka to get arrested for God knows what, but. Yeah. Scotty, crazy.
That's great. But he's still playing. He's going to make probably a bunch of money this weekend. And good for him.
I just
cover his bail.
I wish he would have won, but like there's no chance probably.
I know, that would have been sick.
Yeah, no, it would have been so cool. Like Dave Portnoy went immediately after his mugshot came out and put a bunch of money on him to win the tournament. And that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
It be what it be.
So anything else news related that happened?
I feel like
I'm missing something major, but can't think of it. So
I got nothing.
All right. Stuff we watched this week.
We finished some shows.
Yeah,
this
we watched some things other than The Office, which is shocking.
Yeah, we probably need to, we might watch that tonight, but, actually, the Braves are on ESPN, so we're not.
Oh, we're watching the Braves tonight?
Maybe. We might watch The Office. I don't know. Braves are sucking. I'm pretty mad at them. But anyways, first show we watched.
Baby Reindeer.
What are your thoughts on that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think it was a really well-done show.
Yeah.
Like, I think they did it really well.
Well, the more I, like, think about it, like, I really haven't thought about it since we finished it, but, like, the more if you, like, sit and think about it, it's, like...
It's really fucked up.
Yeah. And almost more so on his side.
Yeah. So, the whole thing was about... It's based on a true story.
Just
and
stalking.
The actual...
That's all I had to say.
What?
Stalking.
Well, I want to say that the actual guy that's in it is playing himself.
Okay.
So, he is actually the one that got stalked in real life.
Right, right.
By this crazy lady, which just that in itself is weird. Like you never watch stalking shows about a woman stalking a man. Like you just don't,
right.
That's yeah. not, you know, what you typically see. So that's interesting. And the knowing that it was him that created the show and is playing himself is like even more crazy. But there's some episodes in there that are, I don't know.
Very weird.
A lot.
Yeah, they're a lot. So I think,
like, there's full-on, like, rape showed in one of the episodes. Like,
yeah.
Just full-on, like, I don't know. It's very graphic. So if you don't like that kind of stuff, definitely don't watch it.
Yeah. No, like I said, I just keep, like, obviously what the girl did was just, like, wacko. Obviously.
Yeah, but you got so frustrated about the guy.
Yeah.
Because he had every chance to, like,
yeah.
tell the cops or do whatever to stop this. But yet he was so fucked up in his own way that he couldn't.
Like he liked it.
Yeah. Like he, it was so weird. Yeah.
yeah.
And the way it ended was really odd too.
Well, when he was listening to her recording.
Yes.
But he found out that's why she's the way that she was. That's what I got from that.
Like, wait, what?
Like she was like when he was listening to at the bar and he was listening to the voice recording. Or the voicemail, whatever it was, she was talking about her like childhood and was talking about why that's the way she is. And then that's why he was like tearing up and like.
No.
Yeah.
No, she was talking about him.
No. She was talking about that's why she think considers him the baby reindeer because she had a baby reindeer when she was little.
Right. So it's, yeah. It was about him, but not really.
But it was about her growing up. And then, like, she had a baby reindeer, and now that she's grown up, he's her baby reindeer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how that explains how she is the way she is.
Because she talked more about, like, the stuff that happened to her, not just the baby reindeer.
I don't know, but then it ends with him, like, about to stalk the... It ends how it started, basically.
How did it end?
The, how he, like, looked at the... He was crying at the bar, yeah. And the bartender was like, he didn't have any money,
okay, yeah.
And he gave it to him for free, which is exactly how the show started.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Weird show. It was decently made, but
well,
like...
now he's going to be, like, rich for this, and at the end of the day,
he
looks like a freaking weirdo. Like, that was weird. And now that you say that he's the one doing that, like, why would you want to promote that? You know, just to make money.
I doubt. Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, you sacrifice your, like, self, what is it? Self image for money, which, like, I don't want to go hang out with that guy ever.
I mean, it makes a pretty damn good TV show. So,
well,
like,
yeah. But I know that.
He's smart for doing that. Like, and he's smart for being so vulnerable and sharing what exactly happened.
But he's
to the point where he knows
wrong with
him. Exactly. And he wasn't afraid to share that, obviously.
Well, he needs to be in a psych ward.
Well, I don't know. It was crazy. So Baby Reindeer on Netflix?
Yeah. I mean, I would watch it. I would give it a, I guess.
I don't think
6.
I would
4.
Recommend it to anyone.
Maybe like a 5.8.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to kind of like
you have to go
prepare
into it.
Yourself.
Yes. Yeah. You have to go into it knowing that it's a really fucked up show.
Weird. Yeah. It's weird. Mm-hmm. And like homosexuality and like trans
and stuff,
there's a trans in there. So
which
it's
is
kinda,
fine.
It's kinda weird.
I just think, I don't know. It was the whole rape stuff that like got me. And, like, just the weirdness of how psycho he was and how psycho she was. It's just creepy.
But she was, like, almost more composed psycho than he was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Like she lost it, obviously, a couple times. But, like, he just, like, was messed up in the head the whole time for it. You know?
Yeah.
But fair. So, maybe don't watch it. But if you want a show to watch, it's not horrible.
Right.
Don't watch it by yourself. I'd say that.
Yeah. Another Netflix show we started watching, Bridgerton season 3, is out. It's only the first 4 episodes.
Dang. Do you know when they come out?
No, I don't.
Damn it.
I could look, but I don't know.
Maybe tonight, hopefully. Or today.
Yeah. So we're caught up basically with what's out right now.
Do we watch? No, we watched 2 Saturday. Or do we watch 3?
We
yesterday?
Watched 3 yesterday.
Well, so. It's all right. It's pretty boring, to be honest with you.
Well, okay. See, it was the second episode for me where I was like, okay, this is boring. Like, do we even need to watch this? But then you forced me to watch the 3rd episode, yeah. And then I was hooked. Like, it took getting to the 3rd episode for me to be like, all right, this is what I remember
that
Bridgerton
was the 4th
being.
Episode.
No, I think it was the 3rd. Because the 2nd, I was like, I don't really want to watch this.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. The last one we watched, I fell asleep during. I was in and out the whole time and then watched the last 10-15 minutes.
Well, the last 10 to 15 minutes was the best part.
Yeah, it was. It was. That's why I fell asleep. And Jenny was like, she once said, are you falling asleep? And I was like, no.
Well, because like all of a sudden I start to hear snoring and I'm like, that doesn't sound like Bogey snoring. And I look over, but his eyes are open. So I'm like, what?
I think I probably like woke myself up by snoring or whatever. But.
Yeah. So I was really curious about what the storyline would be because every season it's like very different and like some characters leave, some characters are new or whatever. And so I feel like we didn't understand what the storyline was going to be until that 3rd episode, which is kind of why I was like, I don't really want to watch this.
Yeah.
But basically don't listen to this if you're going to watch it because we're going to talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
So, Penelope?
Pen.
Featherington.
Miss Featherington.
She's Lady Whistledown. And she, like, really wants to find a husband this season. And
Colin,
who is one of the Bridgerton sons,
yeah,
who is friends with Penelope, decides to help her find a husband and like teach her how to be
suave.
And while they're doing that, they end up forming this connection. And
well, she already had one.
She already had a crush on him, but he realizes like, oh, I really like her. And they end up kissing, and like he eventually cannot get that kiss out of his head. He's like obsessed with her, whatever, but he doesn't tell her. Meanwhile, the sister, what's her name? One of the Bridgerton sisters.
Eloise.
She found out last season that Penelope was Lady Whistledown, which really pissed her off. And so they're not friends anymore. But what's going to happen?
Well, Penelope had written something bad about Colin.
And what's going to happen is they just like kind of fucked. The last episode, they like went for it and they are making out, Penelope and Colin. So like they've admitted their love for each other. Colin just asked her to marry him. So now what I think is going to happen is somehow Eloise is going to tell Colin that Pen is Lady Whistledown, and that's going to piss Colin off. Because he said in one of the episodes, like, if I ever find out who Lady Whistledown is, like, there's no chance for that bitch.
Yeah.
So, like, it's setting up for, like, a good season. Because, I mean, you really want Colin and Pen together, but, like, you know that there's this big secret. Trent's having an issue with Penelope being not very attractive.
Yeah, like we have this awesome show. Well, I wouldn't say awesome show. We got a show, and then like the people in the front and center, one of them, Colin's an attractive guy, but Penelope, not so much.
Yeah.
And so it's like just a...
So it's hard to kind of root for them a ton because, I don't know. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But I really like Colin. He's pretty good looking, so.
Yeah, he is.
I'm rooting for him. He had a major glow up this season. Let's talk about that. He came out, we were both like, whoa.
Damn. What happened to him? Well, you gotta hug me, fam.
Yeah, so Bridgerton season 3. Okay, so far.
Yeah, check it out. Then what else? I don't know if we got anything else, do we?
Oh, I watched some things without you. Oh, that's what I need to talk about. I watched 2 rom-coms. The first was Anyone But You on Netflix, which is the one with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, which I'm really late to the party on that one. So y'all probably watched this like months ago. But I finally got around to watching it. And I just got to say, Sydney Sweeney like pisses me off. And I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. Just something about her I really find annoying. Just her as a person and as an actress, I, like, can't get down with her. It's a problem. Like, and everyone thinks she's so attractive and so cute. And, like, yeah, she has big boobs, but, like, I don't know. Something about her really bothers me.
Well, unfortunately, that's kind of the way the world is.
But I think that Trent is the Walmart version of Glenn Powell.
Walmart? Jesus. Give me like Target at least.
Okay, Target. Target version of Glenn Powell. Glenn Powell's pretty good looking. So it's a big compliment. I thought he was really good in the movie. Overall, I thought it was a decent movie. Like it kept me entertained, but it definitely was a little, you know, cheesy and just, you know, typical rom-com, but I liked it.
Cool. I'm glad but I was not here for that.
The biggest thing was Sydney Sweeney bothered me. Then, the next day, I watched The Idea of You, which is on Amazon.
What did you think about me? Oh, sorry.
With Anne Hathaway, and I don't know the guy's name, but it was big because Anne Hathaway was in it. And it's based off a book. What?
What's it called?
The Idea of You, which is a book, and... the plot of it, like, is kind of interesting. Like, it's Anne Hathaway is this 40-year-old mom who has a daughter, and she's obviously divorced, and the guy is a member in a boy band.
Looks like Matt Rife.
Yeah, kind of. So the main guy's in a boy band, and apparently the author of this book... based that character off of Harry Styles.
Really?
Yeah. So like she had Harry Styles in mind when she wrote that character, and which is kind of like, it's obvious in the movie, like tattoos, he looks like Harry Styles would, like, yeah, or does. So anyway, they end up, the 40-year-old and he's like 24 in the movie, they fall in love, and it's just all about, you know, how do you fall in love with that big of an age gap? And he's really famous and she's not, she has kids, and it's, yeah. Anyway, good movie. Like, I thought that one was a little better than the Sydney Sweeney one, but still typical rom-com. So like, go into it knowing that, but yeah, I thought it was pretty
cool.
And like, Anne Hathaway isn't very sexy. Like, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, she's just very pretty, obviously, but like, she's not, she doesn't really have like sex appeal.
I always get her and like, not really, once you look at them, you can tell, but Jennifer Gardner. They kind of, they kind of look similar.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But Anne Hathaway is the Princess Diaries girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really what I know her from. But anyway, yeah, she doesn't really have sex appeal, but I think she did a good job in this movie. Like, they obviously made out really hard and like
out.
She got fingered and like, I don't know. I thought she did a good job acting a little sexy, which I haven't seen from her. So there you go. She definitely didn't look 40 though.
Yeah.
I mean, with maybe the amount of work she's gotten done, like.
Is she though? Like in real life?
Okay. Definitely. But she's looking good. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, glad I missed those. So.
See, I have this theory. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but like, you're not ugly. You're just poor.
That's your theory?
Yes. Like, I truly believe that anyone ever, if they have money, they can look attractive.
Yeah, but I don't know if I agree with that.
How?
Because
there's so much you can do to your face.
You can tell, though.
Most of the time. If you're really ugly and you get some work done,
you can
tell.
It'll
make you,
yeah, but you can tell.
Look good. No.
I mean, the only thing, if you're ugly and you,
if you go to a good doctor,
if you live in Texas and then you move to freaking Pennsylvania, maybe, where nobody knows what you look like before.
What?
Oh. Like.
I don't know. I believe it to be true that you're just poor. So there's that. Because, like, Botox, like, just everything. Like, there's so much stuff you can get, but it all costs an arm and a leg. And that's why celebrities look as good as they do. And that's why I look like I do.
Well, you're beautiful. But the thing is about, like, when you see somebody that's, say, 50 or 60 that looks 10 years younger, that's the first thing people say. They don't say, oh, she looks great. They say, oh, she had some work done. So it's not like people know.
No, I'm not talking about like age. I'm talking about ugliness versus prettiness.
Oh.
So I'm not saying it'll make you look younger. It'll make you look older. Like, I'm just saying ugly versus good looking.
I don't know.
So, ha.
I don't agree. So, but.
Okay, well, that's
wrong.
I need
time to collect my thoughts.
Okay. What else?
Any
music? Billie Eilish came out with an album, but
Morgan Wallen. We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
No, then.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Billie Eilish's music. Not a big fan, but
yeah, we're more like podcasts or like listening to podcasts now.
Except for DJ.
DJ's good.
Okay, let me put y'all on something on Spotify. There's a DJ. There's an AI DJ that will take the music that you listen to and like curate a DJ set list.
And it's over the past, since you've had your Spotify, right? I think.
Yes. Ever since I've gotten my new Spotify, it like popped up first thing. And so that's why I know about it. But if you just search in the search bar DJ, it'll pop up. It's like this blue and green cover photo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome. That's what I just put on. Like anytime I'm in the car and I want to listen to music, it always plays songs that I want to hear because it knows the songs that I play a lot. Yeah. And then it'll also recommend like other songs that you might like. And I just think it's awesome.
Put you on that DJ.
That's one thing about AI.
Mine's name is Xavier X.
Yeah, that's mine too. It's everyone's.
Oh, damn it. DJ I thought mine was
X.
Different.
Welcome back. It's DJ X. I've got some
That was a little bit of Harry Styles.
Closing in on some Harry Styles. Up next.
Post yeah. Malone.
So he does little things like that, but I don't know. I really like it. So just search DJ in your Spotify and...
Do it.
Yeah. You'll be set. All right. Well, that's all I have, so...
Me too.
We leave you with that. Next week, we will not be here because we will be chilling at the beach.
Chilling on the beach.
I'm going to be...
Sipping something strong.
A washed up whale laying
got
on the beach.
Got it, moon girl. Got it going on.
What are you even singing?
I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, there will be no episode next week, but we'll be back the following week. And we'll be back and better than ever. So you can look forward to that. It was great talking to you, T-Rent.
It was great talking to you, Jay Enny.
Oh, wait, last thing. What? I was at the nail place today. Yeah. Guess how they spelled my name.
G-E-N-I.
No.
Okay.
Close. G-I-N-Y.
G-I-N-Y?
I don't think I've ever seen my name spelled like that. And I've seen it a couple Gainy. Different ways, but Gainy. Never that.
Gainy.
Anyway.
Gainy Turner.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Be safe out there. Bye.
See you.